Welcome to Shomar Shalom Adaf, from Sochim Daf Sameches. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, in the second half of the page, speaks about what's going to happen le'osid lovoy. And the Gemara starts by saying that tidim tzadikim le'achyos meisim. The tzadikim will be able to do tchias meisim on their own. The Bali Kabbalah learned from here the concept that the idea of tchias meisim goes in stages. The way the Leshem brings it, is the fact that a tzaddik can be mechayim meisim, that means that he himself went already through the process of tchias meisim. What he means to say is, if a person did not go through tchias meisim, how can he bring life to somebody who is mortal? The fact that he is able to bring that means he overwent the process. He's already over misa. He's over death. And therefore he can bring life to other people as well. So you see from here that tchias meisim is not going to happen at one time to everybody. There will be different stages of tchias meisim. As the Leshem says it, there will be 40 years that people will have tchias meisim. The bigger tzaddikim will have tchias meisim first. And later will be the rest of the people. And therefore the tzaddikim will be able to be part of the process of bringing tchias meisim to other people. It's brought down the name of Avraham Azulai, the grandfather of the Chido, who was a very big mekubal, that he said he has a mekabalah, that the meisim in Eretz Yisrael will come out, will be alive 40 years before the meisim that are in Chutzlartz, that are buried in Chutzlartz. But anybody who has a mishpacha, a family member, a close relative who lives in Eretz Yisrael, who's buried in Eretz Yisrael, so then that relative will be mechayeh, the ones that live in Chutzlartz. And that's what it means, atidim tzadikim shechayeh meisim. Tzadikim is anybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael is called a tzadik. And he's going to be Mechayim Esim, he's going to bring the life to others, because he's going to be living first, he's going to bring Tchias Esim to the ones who come only later. But just to add, I want to add one more point over here. The Tiferes Yosef, or Mordechai Leiner, the Radziner Rav, has a beautiful shtickle in this Gemara, and he says that concept, to really Tchias Esim is way above what a human being is able to reach to. And what this whole Gemara is going to tell us is that Asid Lavoi, we'll be able to skip over to get to a much higher level than what we are right now. And really, that's what he says, that's what belongs to Pesach HaPesachim, as we spoke about the last week. The whole idea of Pesach is Lashon Diluk, jumping above, beyond where you are. So this Gemara is telling us that Tzaddikim will have Shaychus to something which is way above them, there'll be Shaych to Tchias HaMeisim. And he goes on to continue the whole Hemshech of the Gemara in this Amud, and he ends with the end of the page. That's what the Gemara tells us in the end, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yishino ani ami sarichaye, machatzi v'ani erpo. So the Gemara says that at first, when there will be tchias meisim, the people that will live with their blemishes, with all their mumim. As Rashi says, if they were blind, they will wake up blind. If they were mute, they'll wake up mute. And only afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be merap and then will heal them. What's the point in that? Says the Tiferes Yosef, the idea is that because the whole concept of Tchias HaMeisim is to reach higher the way you are, the experience of Tchias HaMeisim will be you have your limitations and you're able to reach higher than these limitations. A person will be born with limitations, but right away will overcome them. Because the concept of Tchias HaMeisim is reaching above and beyond all the limitations and boundaries that we have in this world to something much higher. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshova@gmail.com. Reach and